Welcome to the Suzanne Show with me, Suzanne Proxa, HR and business strategist, former featured Etsy seller, plant addict, concert lover, gardener, landscaper in training, and human straight up obsessed with helping others and cheering on women. Here, we talk a little business, personal development, women's health, and a whole lot about things that matter, help people, and give them joy. Grab your coffee or your wine. Break out one of your hundreds of notebooks. Light that soy candle and let's dive in. Hello, friends. Forgive me today if I'm like a kid in a candy store on this episode. I have with me today one of my absolute favorite people. You will see a reboot episode with this amazing human that is also on the podcast right now. So binge that one as well. But I am here today with Gwendolyn Wilder. She is such an amazing human, and I feel so blessed to be able to talk with her again. She is a mom, retired United States Air Force, certified business strategist, HR senior consultant, and best-selling co-author who empowers struggling and overwhelmed female entrepreneurs to identify their number one biz fear obstacles using her signature branding, marketing, and sales strategies inside her 1.2K plus, y'all, Female Entrepreneur Monthly Members Club, she lovingly refers to as the impossible to possible women sisterhood, so they can become more confident and financially independent. So I know that I already did quite the introduction, but Gwendolyn, what else would you like to tell the audience about yourself before we move on to me grilling you with some questions?
Hi, sister. Oh my goodness. Thank you so much for that amazing introduction, girl. You know you are too kind. Okay. I mean, thank you so much for the warm welcome. So let me see. Something I can share about myself that you haven't already said. Let me see. I'm a Christian. I'm a lover of cheesecake. I love popcorn and jalapenos. And I absolutely get lit up helping women to understand how to share their brand stories. I just love showing up as their biz bestie and just letting them know that they can absolutely crush it. So, girl, I'm ready to get in and talk about all the things and light it up like we did last time.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, let's just dive right into it head first. Let's talk fear. Let's just talk a little bit about fear, shall we? This is a four-letter word for sure. And it is something that prevents a lot of people from doing a lot of things. So talk to us about, you know, what is biz fear and where in the world does this awful, awful thing come from?
I absolutely love talking about this topic. So a business fear is what I lovingly refer to as an obstacle, right? So kind of think of it like a noun. It's a person, place, or thing. And sometimes it's you that is keeping you from reaching your success, because the business fear is that obstacle or that challenge or that adversity that is keeping you from reaching that level of success that you want to achieve as a business owner. Now, the crazy thing about the business fear is that it could be something negative, which is what people tend to think of when they hear business fear. But it also can be something positive as well. So an example of a negative business fear would be when I first started my business, I was dealing with domestic violence. And even though my business was uber successful and I ended up receiving a $5 million joint venture contract, a lot of people didn't realize that I was dealing with domestic violence on a daily basis. And I was trying to balance my home life and my work life. And I sucked at it. I was like uber successful with business, but I sucked at my home life. And it eventually bled over into my business, right? So that was a negative. But then let's fast forward to when I rebranded myself in 2016 to become a business coach for female entrepreneurs. I was so overwhelmed with the amazing success that was happening because I had over 700 people that were reaching out to me, whether it was on my social media, my emails, phone calls, where people were like, hey, how do I get into your Facebook group? How do I sign up for group coaching? How do I get into your members club? Can you come over here and guest speak? Do you want to co-author this book? So there was like all of these amazing opportunities, good things, but I still felt overwhelmed, right? And it was keeping me from reaching this next level of success because I was trying to do all the things. So yeah, an obstacle, it doesn't matter if it's a good obstacle or a bad obstacle. And so where we gauge how we view these business fears is because of our socialization, which is a term I picked up as an HR specialist, right? And so it's literally your interactions that you have with your surroundings, with your communities, with your environments. And so I always say that we live in three different environments. We have our working, living, and social. And so how we interact with other people that we work with, whether you're still working your 9-to-5 or you're working with your staff members as a female entrepreneur, how you interact with your spouses and how they view you starting a business or taking your business to the next level, and your friends, and then how do you balance all the things that you need to do in your life, like going to school, going to church, and all the things. All of these things are going to create business fears of some sort, and how you perceive it, whether it's good, it's bad, and then how to address it, that's what really defines the business fear. And so this is why I love working with women that are feeling like they're confused or kind of scattered brain on how to move past their obstacles. And I always tell them, you could totally crush this and face your business fears, and you make it happen by identifying your business fears, right? But in order for you to identify your business fears, you got to first understand what is your business fear.
All right. So you talk about the top 7 biz fears that female entrepreneurs have. Can you tell us what are these 7 top biz fears?
Okay, yes. So there are 7 main business fears that I identify that we as female entrepreneurs will come in contact with. Doesn't matter if you've been in business for 15 years or you just started yesterday. No matter where you are on this journey, on what I call the girl's trip to success, right? So you're starting scaling your business, you're going to come in contact with sometimes not just one, but multiple business fears at the same time. Now, what I did was this. I went back and I reverse engineered how I was able to build my business and rebrand my business and how I was able to provide success for my clients. And as I was doing that and coming up with my signature strategy, that's when I realized that all the obstacles that I dealt with and all the obstacles that the women dealt with that I was helping, and to include the women inside of our Facebook group, right? That we all had different types of obstacles that we were dealing with, but they all fell under one of these 7 categories: money, mindset, sales, systems, support, visibility, and lifestyle. Girl, when I realized that, I was like, oh my gosh, ba-bam, light bulb moment. I got something here. Because truly, no matter what it was that we deal with, they always fall back under one of these 7 categories. So it doesn't matter if you have low self-confidence in yourself because you're afraid to get started and what people may think about you, judging you, trolls, that kind of thing. Or maybe you're afraid of success, which is a thing, right? Like you're afraid of becoming successful because you don't know how to handle the influx of new clients. Like I mentioned before, with all the people that were coming at me and asking me for the thing. Or maybe you're afraid of technology, right? Like you don't know how to set up your Facebook group or how to do Facebook Lives or how to do videos on Instagram, or maybe you're afraid of asking for sales. Or if you do feel like you can ask for the sale, you're afraid of how to handle the sales objections, right? Or you're not really sure on how to get your brand out there and get visible with people. So no matter what the thing is, remember, person, place, or thing. So no matter what your obstacle, your challenge, or your adversity is, it's going to fall under one of these 7 categories. So let's take a step and say, think about when I was dealing with domestic violence as I was building my business, right? You know, it's hot here in San Antonio, Texas. Like on a good day when in the summer, you're talking about hundreds, right? Like 105, 110, something like this, right? And so sometimes I would show up to work with my team and I would have on sweaters and scarves because I was hiding bruises. So I was dealing with a multitude of business fears there. I was dealing with mindset, business fears. I was dealing with visibility, lifestyle, and some others as well. But those are the main threes that I've main three categories, right? And so the key behind this is literally saying to myself, why am I dealing with this? And you'll find it's really getting back to the socialization of the thing. So why was I afraid to tell people about the thing that I was doing? And why did I let it impact my business in such a negative way? But I can talk more about that later for sure.
All right. So now that we are aware of these top seven biz fears, which seems like a lot, what are the steps to identify our number one biz fear?
Okay. Oh my gosh, girl. I love the fact that you said it seems like a lot because it is, right? Like, let's think about this. So when you are building your business and or if you're scaling your business, there's going to be a lot of steps that you have to do, right? So let's think about when you're building your business. You got to do everything from coming up with your business essentials plan, coming up with your vision, find your marketing plan, your sales plan. And if you are already in business and you're trying to reach a wider audience, you got to think about what are the creative ways you're going to do list building with your email subscribers? What are the social media campaigns that you're going to implement? So there's a lot of moving parts. Well, it goes to show that for all of those moving parts in your business, that means there's going to be a lot of business fears that will potentially pop up as well. So whenever you have a business fear, you're not going to think to yourself, okay, unless you've had my training, you're not going to say, oh my gosh, I have a business fear, right? You're just going to say, you know what? I'm feeling a little bit weird about this person, this troll that said, I don't know why you're up here selling. Nobody's ever going to buy this thing. Or my spouse who is saying, are you sure you know what you're doing and people are going to buy this, right? So whenever you have those different things that are happening, you just know that you feel some kind of way. And that's the first step of how to identify what your business fear is. First, you need to just get familiar with what are you feeling in the moment that you're dealing with whatever the challenge is. Am I feeling anxiety? Am I feeling overwhelmed? Am I feeling joyous? Like whatever the feeling is, right? And then from there, you need to identify what is the root cause of why you feel overwhelmed. You know, I feel like I'm having a panic attack, whatever the thing is, right? I remember one client telling me in regards to doing Facebook Lives, and she was terrified about doing them. And she said it felt like she was about to have a facial stroke before doing the Facebook Live. And so think about what it is that you're dealing with at the time that you're feeling it. And then that will help you to get a little bit more clarity about which one of the categories that it's going to fall under. So if, for instance, you said, you know, that you feel like you're feeling overwhelmed with the thought of every time somebody starts to say you need to schedule your Facebook Live, then clearly you can link the two together. When someone's talking about Facebook Lives, I start to feel panicky, sweaty palms, jittery, whatever the thing is. So now we need to identify, you know, the root cause of that. Why do you feel nervous, jittery, panic, sweat palms whenever you get ready to do Facebook Lives? And you'll often find it will be one of those seven areas. Because is it visibility possibly? Because you're afraid of how people are going to perceive you with your physical appearance or your speech patterns or how you carry yourself or that you're not going to come across as credible, like whatever the thing is, right? When you get to the root cause, it's going to help you to be more discerned about which one of those seven categories that it falls under. And then from that point, you have to identify what is going to be the success strategy that you need to implement in order to move past it. So number one is identifying what are you feeling at the moment, right? So I just realized right now I'm feeling a little bit jittery or I have some sweaty palms as you're talking to me about scheduling this Facebook Live. So then number two, you identify the root cause, right? So why am I feeling jittery and having sweaty palms by talking about scheduling this Facebook Live? Is it because my friends were making fun of me saying, you look silly when you're on this Facebook Live? Or my spouse said, nobody's ever going to buy anything with the way that you're talking on this Facebook Live, right? So, and then that helps you to identify which one of those categories. So it falls under visibility, right? Because you have a fear of being judged or you feel like you don't know your content well enough or you feel like you can't create a transformation when you're talking during the Facebook Live. And then from there, now that you understand what the category is, I come in with all the success steps, right? So these are the action steps you need to take in order to move past it. So that's the process.
Okay, fantastic. So once we get these fears under control, then we can start looking at all the other things, right, that matter. And one of them for sure is brand. So talk to us about brand and what is a brand story?
Okay, girl, you're coming in with all the good questions today. Like, yes. Okay, this is my other wheelhouse. I absolutely love talking about brand stories. So the reason I love talking about brand stories is because literally this is the thing, the number one thing that is going to help you to crush it as a female entrepreneur. So there was a research study that was done recently that said they did like a survey with all these customers and asking them basically like, what was the reason why, right? Like you decided to buy with these people or you were interested in this particular business. And 92% of the people said the reason they were interested in the business and wanted to know more about the business and why they leaned towards buying from that business was because of the story that they were sharing. And then of the people that 92%, 55 or 52% of them actually made a sale, right? So they actually bought something from the business. And so brand story is the number one secret that is going to help you with attracting a wider audience and with making the sale. So a brand story is simply your story, right? It's simply the conversation that you're having with someone in order to get them to do the thing, whether it's finding more followers or whether it's making a sale specifically, right? Now, when it comes to the brand story, I believe, and the concept that I teach is called the Wilder Storytelling Framework. So there's three parts to the brand story. So you have your story, your client story, and then you have your connection. So your story is basically the who you are, right? Like, so why am I going to pay attention to you? I don't even know you. So this is your opportunity to build that know, like, and trust that we're always talking about as female entrepreneurs. So you're getting uncomfortable building the rapport, right? And then your client story. So now you're literally talking to them about the thing that they are interested in. So a phrase that I used to use in the military years ago was called WIFM or acronym, and it stood for what's in it for me. This is what's happening in this stage. You are literally telling them why they should pay attention to you. Because in stage one, your story, you're talking to them about who you are. So now you need to talk to them about why they should pay attention to what you have to say. And then in step number three, which is your connection, this is where a lot of female entrepreneurs get it wrong, right? Like this is where they really miss the mark. Because the step number three, when you're talking about your connection, this is when you're talking about your offer, right? But where I see a lot of women miss it is that they come out the gate hot and they're like, okay, so I just told you who I was. I told you why you need to pay attention to what I have to say. And now I need for you to go buy this, you know, $297 coaching program. That people, no, nobody ain't got time for that. Like nobody wants to sell sharp, constantly trying to just always buy this, buy this, buy this, right? Like people want to hear from you and they want to feel like what you're saying to them is relatable to the experience that they're dealing with right now. And so that's why if you use this framework, this is my signature brand story framework, right? And literally the process is, again, by you sharing a little bit about you, who you are, and then sharing with them, I understand that you're in this situation and you're dealing with this thing because I dealt with it too, right? Like the whole Me Too, you know, I get it. I totally get it. Been there, done that. But now you can talk to them about how you are the go-to expert, the solution for them, right? So that's really going to come in handy. And that's what it's about. Now, I always tell the ladies inside of the Impossible to Possible Women's Sisterhood that when you're sharing your brand story, now, also keep in mind your brand story, it could be a 30-second sales pitch. You can wrap it up inside of an email. You can put it on your website on a sales page. You can use a brand story anywhere. But there's four main reasons that you want to share your brand story. It's because of you want to share awareness, prevention, intervention, or motivation. Awareness is when you want to give someone education about something. And then, of course, prevention is when you want to keep someone from whatever the thing is, avoid them from getting into some kind of hot ass mess, right? And then intervention means they're already in the hot ass mess of whatever the thing is, and you want to teach them some steps of how to move past it, right? And then, of course, the motivation is you giving them empowerment, inspiration, like, you got this, girl, you can do this type thing.
Okay, so the answer to this question is probably going to be really long, but super valuable to the audience. All right, so now we know what a brand story is. How do we effectively use that on social media? And what does the roadmap to success look like when you are using that brand story and putting yourself out there? What are your proven steps on how to find more followers, good ones, right? The perfect followers, and make more sales?
Okay, sister. So yeah, go ahead and get cozy, girl. Get your favorite slippers, you get your favorite pen, your nice little fuzzy blanket, because yeah, we're getting ready to set up in this, right? So this is going to be a little bit of, it's going to seem so simple once I say it, right? Like, it's not overwhelming. It's not like too ridiculous, but how you become successful on with your online presence on social media is by incorporating three different things. So again, make sure you understand what your business view is, understanding how to utilize your brand story, and then how proper placement, right? So how to incorporate it in your social media. And how that happens is by using my signature framework, which is called the Wilder Success Strategy. So literally what you do is you identify the plan of how to incorporate all three of those moving parts. So how do you incorporate your biz sphere, brand story, and social media the right way to attract the right people at the right time? And it all begins with having that plan, right? Of getting very detailed about who do you need to be in contact with? Where do you need to show up? How do you need to show up with what type of platform, system, structures? And then also understanding what audience are you speaking to? Are you talking to your ideal client, your target market audience, or your competitors? And then making sure, like I said, that you're using the best platform of where you can show up to talk to the people, right? Because you can't talk to everyone the same way on all the different platforms. And then also you want to make sure that you're attracting the right people. So I have this process, another signature process that's called the V2 Client Attraction Strategy. And it's based upon two simple frameworks or steps, voluntary and giving value. This is literally how you're going to attract the right people to your business. You have to position yourself in front of your target market audience where you know your ideal client is going to be, or you need to joint venture with people that I call your competitors, right? And either way, you're going to hop inside of this target market audience, and you're going to show up giving them massive amounts of value. So you're going to show up and give them like the best that you can give, because then they're going to be like, oh my gosh, this was so amazing. I can't believe she just told me all of this. Like, what else could she tell me? Because they just gave me this free sample for a week of this cookie subscription, or just gave me a 3-day free trial to this coaching. Like, what else could they give me that would be so amazing to help me to level up in my business or get past this business fear, right? Because that's what you need to do, is identify how can you help them to get past their business fears, right? As a customer, doesn't matter what industry you're in, this works. And so making sure that you have the proper marketing and the proper marketing campaign and a solid proven sales strategy as well, so you know exactly how to outline your offers, is going to be essential. Because if you're not sure on how to get in front of the people, what to say to the people, and then how to strategically have a sales conversation with them in a way that feels comfortable for you and comfortable for them, your business is going to fail. Like, you might as well go ahead and start looking for a job at Target, as I always say to people, right? And so I want women to just really have an awareness that you have got to have a plan that shows you how to identify your business fear, and then how to incorporate that business spirit inside of your brand story, and then position it on social media, right? So on your website, inside of your social media content, also on your email list as well. And then how to repurpose this information. So you're not saying the same story all of the time the same way. You got to be able to have a different conversation with different people in a different way. And so using my solid proven success plan, which I call the Wilder Success Strategy, and the 6 steps will help you to do that.
All right. That was sheer gold there, everybody. I hope that you are writing in your little cutesy notebooks. Yes, I see you. I see all of you with your piles of notebooks. Hopefully you are writing some good notes that you can refer back to. So at this point, I think it's time to ask Gwendolyn, how do people reach out to you? And do you have a special offer for today that you would like to tell people about?
So I'm a little bit sad because the interview is like almost over, right? But I want to keep the party rolling. So I do have a special offer for everyone. So again, our members club is called the Girls Trip to Success. And so this is where you come in to learn all of the things as far as how to start your business, as well as how to scale your business. And I am just so excited about our Girls Trip to Success because this is where you learn how to tell your story, your brand story on social media, right? And so I decided that I was going to create this amazing opportunity for ladies because it's my birthday month at the time that we're doing this amazing interview for the month of March. And so for the entire month of March, up until March 31st, which is my birthday, I am giving ladies the opportunity to not only just come inside of our members club and enjoy all the things in there, right? So all the masterclasses, we have like 200 masterclasses in there. We have monthly masterminds. We have brunches in person and online and a whole bunch of amazing things, planners, workbooks, you name it, we have it, right? All to help you to understand how to start your business, scale your business, crush your goals, identify your business fears and all the things. So for my birthday this month, the gift that I'm giving everyone is the opportunity to receive private coaching with me for every lady that joins in the month of March. So normally my private coaching starts at $5,000, right? But I'm giving women the opportunity to come in to our members club and receive one 60-minute private strategy session with me. So that way you can tell me specifically, hey girl, this is what my business fear is. And what do I do? Like, how do I move past this? Right? Because I'm ready to start my business or I'm ready to scale it to the next level. And so that is my gift that I am giving. So I'm so excited about it. And you can learn all about the members club, the Girls Trip to Success on my website, which is easy to remember because it's my name, GwendolynWilder.com. GWENDOLEN. You can also hop inside of our free Facebook group, which is called Female Entrepreneurs Become Impossible to Possible Women, right? I know it seems a little bit long, but it is very meaningful because I believe that we start as female entrepreneurs, but honey, we turn into some amazing impossible to possible women. And so if you're looking for that biz bestie that's going to help you to identify your business fears, help you to structure your brand story, help you to identify your goals, and then how to crush them by attracting a wider audience, I want you to go to my website, GwendolynWilder.com, so that way you can hop inside of our Girls Trip to Success. And I can't wait to say hiya.
Gwendolyn, we have one more thing to cover. I cannot believe we almost went through this whole interview and did not talk about this. So you have had a ton of success with being on media without paid PR. You've got to tell the audience about this and how you've been identified recently as a national go-to media expert before we move on in this episode. How did we miss this part? So tell us all about it and how, I mean, really, I know you already talked about how you can help people, but are there ways that you can help people specifically with this?
Oh my gosh, Suzanne. Yes, girl, thank you so much for bringing this up because I was thinking about it earlier and I was like, I'm going to wait because I'm sure there's going to be a question about this. So thank you so much for bringing this up. Yes, I have recently been identified and selected, asked to be a part of this amazing media team that Lynn Smith has put together. Lynn Smith, if you don't know, she is a national renowned media anchor, national news media anchor for amazing outlets such as CNN, MSNBC, and a ton of other amazing places. And she reached out to say that she absolutely loved everything that I'm doing as far as empowering women and helping them to start their businesses, sharing my brand story, how I've created my platform from scratch by myself, like literally my website, emails, and all the things, right? And so she was like, hey, I love everything you're doing. I'm putting together, you know, small team of go-to media experts, and I literally want you to be a part of this team, but to specialize in, I should say, and to specialize in business coaching and domestic violence. So literally going on these amazing local national platforms and sharing my brand story, but also speaking as an expert of how to deal with different things that all women in business are dealing with. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, this is so amazing. And so whenever I started sharing this, that this amazing thing happened, women were like, okay, like, first of all, how did all of this go down? And I'm telling you, the main thing that really helped for me to get this big win was because I shared my brand story, which is what I'm talking about today with the women, right? How to write, tell, and sell your brand story. And so I literally, you know, managed to, the entire time I've been a business coach, was to figure out how to successfully share my brand story on local media without paying for any kind of PR or paying anybody to have me on as a guest, sharing my brand story or showing up as an expert. And so I've been able to do that successfully at every local television station here in San Antonio, Texas, and as well as in newspapers, different podcasts locally and nationally as well. And so because I've been able to successfully do that and gain, you know, reach a wider audience, gain more followers and receive more paying clients from this, I gained the attention of Carrie Green as a result of this. So if you don't know who she is, Carrie Green is the founder of the Female Entrepreneur Association, and she's got like a stupid following of like 3 million or something. And so she reached out and because she wanted to do an interview with me. And so she was like, oh my gosh, I love everything about what you're doing, sharing your brand story and how you're helping the ladies. And so she wanted to feature me on her platform of how I've been able to use her FEA Create platform, which is where I host all of my things. So this is where I do everything from social media, content planning, host my website, my blog, my emails. And what she loved is the fact of how I persevere through all of the things that I've been going through, whether it was domestic violence, sexual assault, and I still managed to build a successful business and publish a book, co-author, best-selling book, and all the things, and press forward and do exactly what I teach women, right? Make the impossible possible. And so she reached out. And so that feature is going to be dropping soon, sometime this month in March. And so I was like, okay. Every success that I've had, it featured around several things. Basically, facing my business fear, sharing my brand story, and then like crushing it on media, whether it's social media or local national media outlets. And so I said I was going to put together this offer where I would teach women exactly how to do the things, whether it's showing up inside of their local media outlets and getting featured as a go-to expert for free, or getting onto a platform where I can guarantee that they will receive a guest expert appearance. And so I have that offer available for women inside of my private coaching. And all they got to do is literally just reach out to me, send me a DM, and just put hashtag, it's okay to tell my story. When I see that, I know that you are wanting to know about media attention, because I wanted to be able to give women an opportunity to not just get featured, which again, I can guarantee that they will get featured on a national platform with at least one interview, right? Because I could get you into the place, but you got to perform. Like if you don't perform, I can't help you, right? But I will get you into the places that you need to be to get those media appearances. And I also am helping my private clients with getting lead generation. So like when I share that story about how I was really overwhelmed because there were like 500 to 700 women that were reaching out to me because they wanted to either receive private coaching, group coaching, or they wanted me to guest speak somewhere. Yeah, all of that happened because of this process that I'm teaching women inside of my private coaching program. And a lot of that has to deal with lead generation, like how I reach out to people. And so I want to be able to teach women to do that. So if you're interested and you want to know more about how to get featured on your local media outlets, or you want to know how to become a national go-to media expert, just like I'm doing, if you want to know how to increase your leads and you want my team to do that for you, so you don't have to go out there and search for people, but we could do that. We could write the copy, we can find the people, and we'll bring them to your inbox. But you got to have that sales conversation with them. Just like I can get you in television interviews, but you got to show up and do the actual interview, right? So if you want to know more about that, or Suzanne, if your people want to know more about that, just tell them to DM me. They can either email me at info@impossibletopossiblewomen.com. That's info@impossibletopossiblewomen.com. Or they can hop inside of my Facebook group, Female Entrepreneurs Become Impossible to Possible Women. And they can ask me about how do they get the media appearance, or they could put hashtag it's okay to tell my story if they want to send me a DM on my Instagram, or they can send me a DM on my Facebook, or, you know, they can send me a DM on my LinkedIn. But just reach out and just ask me, how do I get connected with the media appearance, or use the hashtag it's okay to tell my story. And then I'll immediately know, and my team will immediately know that that's what you're looking for.
Okay, so we have tackled a lot in this episode. We have learned about fear. We have talked about brand stories. We have talked about some little roadmaps and some strategy to start getting some more followers and more sales. What would you like the audience to take away from this episode? You know, if they were to put a star by two or three things that they just wrote in their notebook, what would those things be? What would you want them to walk away with?
So I say the main takeaway for this would be, if you're looking to find fabulous followers, you're trying to reach more people to make more sales, the number one thing you need to do is identify what your business fear is. The number two thing you need to do is to be able to understand how to incorporate that business fear inside of your brand story. And then the number three thing you need to do is understanding how to share that brand story on social media. So everything from your email to your social media content posts to, you know, if you're doing videos on any social media platform. And then, of course, the final thing, the fourth thing, is making sure that you have a roadmap to success. So you have a strategy that is going to be able to help you to put into action how to reach a wider audience. That would be the four takeaways.
Gwendolyn, thank you so much for being on my show again. Again, I am just so glad that we connected again and that you came back on the show and gave all of this amazing information for my listeners. You know, this is what they come here for. They want the good stuff, and you delivered today. So thank you again for being on the show. And I cannot wait to chat with you again soon, my friend.
Oh my gosh, girl, you are so welcome. Thank you for just literally giving me the opportunity to come in and speak to your amazing, valuable community of listeners. It was truly my pleasure to be here. I hope that I've enlightened them with some information that they didn't know that they can go out and start implementing to help them to face their business fears, share their brand stories, and to literally get out there and create more visibility to attract a wider audience. Find those fabulous followers, right? And if you don't remember anything else I tell you today, I just want you to remember it's okay for you to tell your story. That's it.
I hope that you loved this episode. If you did, give me those shout outs. Show me some love on iTunes. Give me a rating. And hey, if you want to know where to find me, you can find me on pretty much all social media at Suzanne Proksa. That's SuzanneProksa. And you can also head over to my website, SuzanneProksa.com. Until then, I'll see you in the next episode, and here is the Partay music for you.